Chapter 4. Next, Dan went to see the ticket seller. He already checked the cleaner and the guard. They were not the thief, so it must be the ticket seller. The ticket seller was at the front desk. She sold tickets for the museum. She was very busy. Lots of people visited the museum. It was very popular. There was a queue. Detective Dan went to the front of the queue. "I need to look at your fingerprint," he said to her. "I can't," she said. "I am too busy." There was a security guard. The security guard was not happy. "There is a queue," he said. "You must wait your turn." Dan was cross. The queue was very long. Dan did not want to wait. There was a crime to solve. He needed to find the statue and arrest the thief. "You don't understand," said Dan. "It is very important. I need to look at her fingerprint now." The security guard folded his arms and shook his head. "No." "I will find another way," said Detective Dan. He saw the ticket seller drink her coffee. She had a coffee cup. He jumped over the desk and took the coffee cup. "Stop!" shouted the security guard. But Detective Dan did not stop. He was clever. He found another way to get her fingerprint. Dan ran away. He used his powder to take the ticket seller's fingerprint from the cup. He looked at the thief's fingerprint. He was sad. They did not match. The ticket seller was not the thief. Who was the thief? It was not the cleaner, or the guard, or the ticket seller. Wait! He did not check the waiter. The waiter was busy. Dan ran back to the cafe. It was not busy. It was empty. The waiter lied. "He is not busy," said Dan. "He is the thief." Dan looked for the waiter. He looked in the gallery and the cafe, but the waiter was not there. Dan looked in the storeroom, but the waiter was not there. Dan looked in the kitchen. Aha! There he was. "I found you," said Dan. The waiter looked surprised. "What do you want?" said the waiter. "I am busy." "I want your fingerprint," said Dan. "I am too busy," said the waiter. "Go away." "No," said Dan. "You want me to go away because you are the thief." "I am not the thief," said the waiter. Detective Dan frowned. He was clever. He had an idea. "Let me take your fingerprint and I will go away," said Dan. "Okay," said the waiter. "You can take my fingerprint." Dan was happy. The waiter was the thief. Dan would arrest him and solve the crime. Dan took the waiter's fingerprint. He looked at it. Then he looked at the thief's print. He was sad. They did not match. The waiter was not the thief. "You are not the thief," said Dan. "No," said the waiter. "Will you go away now?" Dan went away. He did not know what to do. He was very sad. None of the suspects was the thief. He needed to talk to Jean. He went back to her office. She was not there. He sat down to wait. He was sad because he didn't have any other clues. He wanted to succeed. He wanted to solve the crime. He waited a long time. He was bored. He saw Jean's coffee mug. He took her fingerprint because he was bored. He frowned. He looked at the thief's fingerprint. They looked the same. "Oh no," said Dan. "They are a match." It was Jean. She was the thief.